French retreat. Wolfe had received several gunshot wounds during the battle, to the wrist, groin, and a fatal wound to the chest. For me, the fatal shot would, of course, have been the one to the groin, but that's just me. Regardless, Wolfe died in the knowledge that the enemy was in full of retreat and the day was his. As the English general lay dying, Montcalm, likewise, had been fatally shot below the ribs while trying to escape to the city through the Saint Louis Gate. During all of this, the Highlanders were chasing the remnants of the French and their allies into the woods. An Acadian soldier named Joseph Trahan recounted the event in his journal, and, I'll just read all, like, normal and stuff. I can remember the Scotch Highlanders flying wildly after us with streaming plaids, bonnets, and large swords, like so many infuriated demons over the brow of the hill. In their course was a wood in which we had some Indians and sharpshooters who bowled over the savages to accost in fine style. Their partly naked bodies fell on their face and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, Malcolm Fraser of the Highlanders recounted his own experience. It was at this time, and while in the bushes, that our regiment suffered most. Captain Thomas Ross was mortally wounded in the body by a cannonball from the hulks in the mouth of the river, of which he died in great torment. Is it just me, but when you read these, like, old-school writers and stuff like that, like, I can't understand what the heck they're saying. I don't know. I don't think it's just me, and I'm fairly literate. Anyway, I received a contusion in the right shoulder, or rather breast, which pained me a good deal. We suffered in men and officers, blah, 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 it's act, is what he's saying. Canadian snipers covered the French retreat from the safety of the woods. Shortly after 11 a.m., Body arrived with reinforcements from Montreal, but he was too late. The battle had already been decided. Wolfe and Montcalm. Wolfe's body was placed in a barrel of rum to preserve it for the voyage back to England. Yum, 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 yum. In London, his coffin was given a hero's welcome, but his body was thrown out. Ha ha, no, just kidding. As for Montcalm, he died of his wounds later that day at Quebec's General Hospital. There were no coffins left in Quebec, though. Instead, his body was placed in a makeshift box and then buried in a crater left by a cannonball that had landed in the middle of a chapel. In memory of Montcalm, he and his homies stood around the crater, know what I'm saying? Tipped their paper bags, day's paper bags, drink spilling whiskey on the ground, and then they said, and this one for mon homie Louis Montreal, we